Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Wake Me Up When September Trans. We did that at the beginning of September. It is the end of September, so official title here will be Extraordinary Trendition. Extraordinary Trendition, courtesy of super producer Brian, because we tried to really super extra extraordinary Trendition with Julian Assange.
Yeah.
We being me and the CIA. I like to refer to the CIA the way that sports fans refer to their team as we. Me and the CIA are
on. Yo, you want to go to my man cave? It's all decked out in CIA stuff. I've got my own mini Langley in my garage.
That would be amazing. I am Jack. You are Miles?
Yep.
Hey. And here are some of the things that are trending. Really appreciate you putting this one front and center. Joel Embiid is trending. He's talking shit about Ben Simmons. So I guess training camp started today. Ben Simmons was not there. Teammates of his were like, you know, we're just ready for him to come back whenever he wants to. And then he was like, I'm not coming back. And then Embiid was like, we should have traded you instead of Jimmy Butler.
Right.
Which is true. Almost definitely true, from a basketball standpoint. You know, I think Jimmy Butler can be a difficult teammate for some people to get along with, but, turns out Ben Simmons is too.
Yeah.
And then here's
Embiid being like in the ashes of a team, like, what? Where did there was something happening here, but no more.
Yeah. It's like, remember when I had all stars for teammates?
Yeah.
I mean, Embiid and Butler were pretty tight. But yeah, I mean, Butler left the Sixers, went to the Heat, and with far less supporting talent, went to the finals the next year. So you know, yeah. I think it's pretty inarguable that they picked the wrong guy. Picked
well, now the wrong he's got
horse, man.
His very best friend, Embiid, he can now just, you know, do his thing with Andre Drummond.
Oh, my God.
That's the iciest reception I've ever seen. Somebody could join a team, yeah. But...
Hey. So his backup is now Andre Drummond, who is somebody he has had an ongoing war of words with, and I don't know. I like Embiid when he's talking shit on Twitter, but when he's actually talking shit to somebody about basketball, it's like it doesn't work quite as well for whatever reason. Because yeah. I think he's actually like in person sort of a shy, quiet person. And so he can't really like talk shit with his chest out because like he knows that if he was in person, he'd probably like mutter something under his breath.
You're like, what's that, Joel? Nothing. Yeah. Nothing.
Sorry, Joel. What did you say?
I'm sorry, Joel. Is it? Yeah, you got Twitter fingers, you know.
Happens. But, I mean, he's also 7'2" and the strongest human in the NBA, so...
All right, I'm stepping to like... him. I'm stepping to him.
That's it.
So what the fuck? You gonna... Hard cut to me in the ICU. It's like...
It is interesting because he implied that they got rid of Jimmy Butler to appease Ben Simmons. Which makes it sound like Ben Simmons. That is kind of some expert shit talking, like shade throwing, where he's like, Ben Simmons is a diva, man. We had to get rid of our best player because of him. So that's good.
And he freaking almost died in the bubble playing so hard.
That's true, he did. Ray J. Rage is out here trending. Yeah. I guess because people are just realizing that he's Brandy's brother.
Come on. You didn't know Brandy, Norwood, and Rage, they were the... This is the thing, I guess.
The whole... Yeah.
We're old, and this like happened last time. I feel like there was like another trend where people were like, what is wrong with people? And it's really that it's like, we're older than other people who are now being like, whoa, that guy's Brandy's, you know, sibling?
This is my equivalent of people thinking that the Titanic was made up for the James Cameron movie. Like, do you remember when that was the thing? Like, people being like, yo, the Titanic was a real ship? Or, like,
right.
Someone collected all those tweets. Well, for me, Ray J was the Titanic of our time. And not recognizing his place in that family.
Yeah, there's this one clip, because somebody was like, I don't care why Ray J is trending. I'm playing this clip of him talking to Speedy over at Complex when... Ray J was like, I guess, promoting his sunglasses that he claims was unbreakable. Just this exchange alone is just comedy gold. And it just feels like something from like a scene from Curb. And just feast your ears upon this.
Tossing the glasses. They're unbreakable.
Unbreakable?
They're Test unbreakable. Break them.
Step on it right now.
No, you step on them.
It's your product.
You step on them.
Go ahead.
Speedy, step on them.
I can't do that.
You can.
I bet you I can break these.
They're unbreakable.
Speedy. They're not unbreakable. Speedy. Don't tell me they're unbreakable. Listen, don't challenge me.
Listen.
Don't challenge me, Rachel.
They're
unbreakable.
Listen. Speedy, they're unbreakable. They cannot break. It's impossible.
Broken.
Broke it.
I don't care.
I don't care.
I don't care.
Well, that's like truly, that's like the kid in elementary school who would lie all the time. And like when they get caught, they say, I don't care. It's like I'll never take an L technique.
You really
well, I just don't
to,
care about that.
You have to really, well, yeah. Thing is, I don't care. So I'm glad you broke them because
that
proves that you care more than me.
But you just said that they wouldn't break. Therefore, you came into this discussion with a viewpoint that we just proved was incorrect, but you don't care.
Watching him start the lie, continue the lie, then recover from having been caught in a lie is like you kind of have to watch it because he like it's just a I don't know. It really brings you back to every person, every bad liar you've ever dealt with who you're like, I know you're lying. But I know, like, I can just prove it right now by calling them.
Right. It's like just like the most, it's the same tactics the most craven politicians use. No, trust me. It's going to work. It's going to work. It didn't. Yeah. Like, well, I don't care. What the fuck did we just spend all this time for then?
Right. Now the mainstream media wants you to care about that? Come on.
That's fake news.
Folks.
You fuck. Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Get him out.
And for anybody who had forgotten that Ray J was Brandy's brother, all I have to say is those who forget history are doomed to repeat it. So
yeah.
Think about that. Rap City is trending.
Rap City, rap city, city. Yes.
BT
Rap City
is bringing it back, maybe.
It's the apparent Big Tig. He went on his Instagram. He was on a set. It had Rap City pillows, and it said, this is not a fucking game. Rap City's coming back.
Wow.
This shit ended in 2008. So it's been a long, long time. And I mean, a young teenage Miles was living for those basement episodes when people get in the booth and hit a freestyle.
Mm.
It'll be interesting to see like what this show offers in this age of like social media and things like that and what the format will be. But again, as an old, I'm like, yeah, bring that back. Bring it on back.
Mm.
Unless, of course, like Big Tigger's been like canceled or some shit. I don't know. Half the time you're like, you find out like, oh, yeah. No. You don't want to be that guy. But as a concept, Rap City, I support it.
He seems pretty clean. He began his rap career when he was featured on Snake, a top 20 song from R. Kelly's 2003 album Chocolate Factory. That's probably all right.
Yikes.
No,
what is someone with no real music career like has to be on a fucking R. Kelly track?
Right. Shit.
It's a different time, man. It's a different time. We were all making jokes that he was having these bizarre relationships with young women that were not consensual. We joked about it. It was a different time, you know, different.
Right. Yeah. There was a whole Chappelle Show sketch about it. All right. Let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
And we're back. And we have some more audio for you. It's an audio extravaganza today.
Yes.
So, Finsta.
Mm-hmm.
For any of our elderly listeners, it's very straightforward.
Or people who have great self-care skills and aren't on Instagram.
It just means fake Instagram. It's like your fake Instagram handle.
You can lurk with it. People won't know about it, and then you can post like real shit, know that the people you follow is just like, you have a smaller group, or you just use it for nefarious purposes, but a fake Instagram account. I think we're aware of this phenomenon.
It's a slang term.
But if you're some elderly fucking person in the Senate who's, holding a lot of the cards as it relates to our future collectively, I'm just going to play this. This is Senator Blumenthal at a hearing with Facebook safety chief. And he's got a really pressing question to ask Facebook, what their fucking stance is with these Finstas.
Will you commit to ending Finsta?
He says confidently.
Senator, again, let me explain. We don't actually do Finsta. What Finsta refers to is young people setting up accounts where they want to have more privacy. You refer to it as privacy from their parents. What in my interaction with teens, what I found is that they sometimes like to have an account where they can interact just with a smaller group of friends.
Well, Finsta is one of your
Finsta
is one of your products or services. We're not talking here about Google or Apple. It's Facebook, correct?
Finsta slang for
okay. Again, we need fucking term limits.
Oh.
We can't have fucking people that are so out of their depth at a fucking hearing with Facebook going there with not even a half deck, like a shred of a deck of knowledge about what is happening here. I mean, like, will you commit to ending Finsta? That's like having the fucking people from like White Claw come through and like, will you commit to ending shotguns? And it's like, what? It's like, it's a very dangerous way of consuming alcohol in a very quick manner. Will you commit to ending it? It's like, that's people using our product in their own fucked up way. But he's so adamant.
He could have recovered. If he was listening to the answer, he could have recovered and been like, right, but I'm just saying, like, that is sometimes an abusable,
right?
Like, practice. Like, is there anything you guys can do from a monitoring standpoint? But he was like, let me see, what is the way that I can double down on this? It is even stupider than my first question.
Right.
Or solidifies the stupidity of the belief represented in my first question.
Right.
Yes. A Finsta is one of your products. It's not a product.
No.
It's not an Apple. It's not a
Google.
It's not Google. It's a Facebook is a Finsta. So
buddy, help him. Shame on your staff. Shame on that staff.
I mean,
for not preparing him.
Are they fucking with him at this point? Are they just like,
yeah, right? Because you imagine, like, they're like, yo, ask him about Bofa real quick. Hey, what y'all gonna do about Bofa?
Just like,
yeah.
That would be amazing. what is up with Bofa, Miles?
We're not doing this.
No, go ahead. Tell me. What tell me about Bofa. I'm confused. I'm unaware of Bofa.
Bofa these nuts.
Oh no.
What's up, Blumenthal? All right, y'all. Mark Zuckerberg out. That's how Zuckerberg replies. He's like, yeah, are you committed to ending Bofa? I'm sorry. Bofa these nuts on your chin?
Well, okay. Senator, I would throw the question back at you. What your thoughts are on Bofa?
It's truly
heel
like that.
Zuckerberg, because he's like no longer apologizing for shit.
Yeah, just right. Like,
I control minds, baby.
Yeah. So,
anyway,
term limits. Really think about you know, again, these are the people who are leading us into a new age, or an old, actually they're leading us into their old age.
Yes. The NBA has kind of reiterated that they're not fucking around on the vaccine stuff, and that they will not be paying players who would rather stay unvaccinated than play, I guess.
Interesting. So there was an interesting piece in the Daily Beast today that was like, interesting how so many people are focused on like, this really seems pretty racist, focusing on the NBA and who's vaccinated, when all of the outbreaks that are happening in Hollywood, no one's really talking about that shit.
Mm.
You know, like if you want to talk about a workplace where people are actively fucking up, and or not fucking up, but like there's just, it's hard to control it. And there's not this kind of emphasis on like where there are outbreaks of like tens of people at a time. It's like, where's this energy for everything though? Mm. Like if we're going to do it,
yeah,
let's have this energy for everything.
Yeah. And I think it's also hater NBA fans who are like, maybe we
they're
actually beat the Nets. maybe the Nets won't just fucking stomp the rest of the competition this year.
They won't, even if with Kyrie, bro. Come on now. Purple and gold about to fucking come through like you never seen.
The confidence of the Lakers fans. The team that I am pulling for this year, beyond the Sixers, are the Lakers. And I do not feel you guys the same confidence.
I love it because for me, it's like, it's Space Cowboys, the NBA version. Just one really last ride. Man. You know, like they need. Uh-huh. And also like, so many people are hitching their wagon to this star. Like, it's, the desperation is amazing. And I would love, look, I'll laugh either way, but it's it's going to be fun to watch. That's for damn sure.
What was that Westbrook story that they said that he had basically told the Wizards that, I'm happy to stay here.
Yeah,
like, I like
you can
you
make
guys.
It happen.
Or if you could get me to the Lakers, that'd be awesome. And they were like, oh, so you want to be in LA? Like, we could also look at the Clippers. And he said, hell no.
Hell no. I'm from fucking Long Beach. The fucking Clippers? No.
Fuck out of here.
Not some self-loathing NBA fan?
Yeah.
Or transplant?
I mean, that is purely, like, because he is an LA person.
Like, yeah, like, he's up in LA, he knows.
So he knows the
That's
difference.
Not a question. It's not a question.
Kawhi is from San Diego. He did not know the difference.
Well, weren't they? They were out there first.
Yeah. So there, it's Clipper Nation, baby.
San Diego.
As much as San Diego can be into any sport.
Right.
Sorry, San Diego. San Diegan sports fans, I apologize. That's not fair to you. You just have such a lovely city that it is literally the one city in the country where people are like, yeah, why would you ever go to a sporting event if you lived there? It's so nice.
Hmm.
Hmm. And finally, the Free Britney people are, celebrating. Britney Spears' father has been suspended as her conservator. His conservatorship has not ended, because if it had been ended, he would have been able to be like, yeah, and we'll move past all this, all these questions about why I did it or how I did it or whatever. And they were like, no, we'll keep it going so we can kind of take a look at it. And these new accusations against him are pretty creepy. Britney Spears' lawyer on Wednesday asked the judge to immediately remove her father as a conservator and replace him with a new one, accusing him of, quote, unfathomable abuse toward his daughter, including eavesdropping on her private conversations.
I watched the Controlling Britney documentary that Hulu just dropped out of spite on Friday, when after Netflix was like, we're gonna have a Britney documentary, and just like Hulu does, they're like, oh, you got a documentary? Watch this shit. Tune in tonight for hours.
Damn.
To beat you to the punch. Has someone from the Black Box security team that was essentially like her minders, but she had no privacy at all, and there was nothing she could do. And like, for a moment, I there was like a moment where I was like, what could you do really in that situation as her? Like,
send messages through your Instagram.
Yeah. That she cooked up this whole thing to like try and have a lawyer come visit her, but pretend to be like a plumber so she could like consult. And, but they were looking at all her texts, so they knew. It's The second part of this thing is really, you really understand like how dark it is and how much the people involved in controlling her were shook. The second people were like, I think something's up with her conservatorship.
Who's this guy?
Look up who this person is. Like, there was a shot that seemed to like suggest that they were, this black box security team was like even doing like surveillance or trying to gather intelligence on like people who are in the Free Britney movement. Like, there's a shot where like Barbara Gray is talking to someone as this person saying like, and they were looking into the Free Britney movement.
Wow.
Yeah.
They were looking into the Free Britney movement. We're just not sure who specifically they were looking into, but they were like doing counter intel on.
Yeah. Showing up to like, you know, demonstrations too, to infiltrate and just see what kind of intel they could gather from being there. It's because at the end of the day, like, I think a lot of other people were like, well, don't mention the person from the management company who had a huge hand in like controlling Britney, as well as the dude who ran the security company who was also like doing just wildly illegal shit. And that's the thing that you really realize is, on top of it just being a terrible situation, the amount of laws that were being broken to, you know, control her. Next level.
All right. Well, that is going to do it for us this afternoon. We are back tomorrow with a whole episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to you all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.